Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with me. Lindsay, injury-related question, and we're talking shin splints today. What are shin splints? How do you treat them, and what's the best way to avoid them?
Yeah, the common misconception that shin splints, so named, are a condition of the actual shin bone or your tibia. And it's really not. It's normally one of the muscles that's running down along the and typically it's the medial side or the inside of the shin that's normally hurts. Muscle becomes inflamed and it actually starts to pull away from the shin, and that is really the pain that you're feeling. But there is pressure that therefore is running through the tibia. So if we don't treat it and you keep running through it, a shin splints or anterior tibial stress syndrome, as it's called, will ultimately turn into first pre-stress fracture, and then which is a little bit of bony edema and bleeding on the actual bone, and then ultimately it'll turn into a stress fracture. So look, shin splints to heal from the acute phase can take anything from 48 hours to 2 weeks, depending like how far you push yourself into the pain. It's a very, very, very common novice injury. So it's one of the most common injuries that novices get, because as human beings, we are always driven to succeed, improve, do better, go faster, go longer. And invariably what happens is that we always build up too quickly, and so we typically get shin splints. Also, when people start running, they very seldom start off in the correct footwear. They decide they want to run, get fitter to spend more time with their kids or improve the quality of their life or to run a marathon or whatever the reason is. But they go into their cupboard and they pull out whatever shoes they've got in their cupboard. So too much too soon, poor footwear, and just having a body that's not really geared up for exercise anymore are the most common causes of shin splints. And then people also tend to ignore the pain. They think it'll get better as they just get a little bit fitter. And that's generally why people end up with quite a serious case of shin splints. But even then, it still shouldn't take more than 2 weeks to deal with the actual pain. Then I would encourage you to build up really slowly. And if in building up slowly the symptoms return, then you should go and see a physiotherapist and couple that with seeing a biokineticist, because there's probably a good chance then that you have an imbalance between your anterior and posterior compartments, as we call it. But effectively what that means is that the muscles on the front of your leg and the muscle, your anterior tibialis, and then your calf muscles, your soleus and your gastroc, there's an imbalance between those two, and therefore there's a strain being placed on those anterior muscles and you get inflammation. So anyway, sorting out those imbalances plus building up slowly and making sure you're in the right kind of shoes, those will help to reduce the risk of the injury returning.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Back again tomorrow. Get your question in. Go to AskCoachPerry.com. Any running, cycling, triathlon-related questions, if you've got an injury and you want to find out more about it, get some free advice from Lindsay Perry here on the podcast. The website, once again, AskCoachPerry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at AskCoachPerry.